Today, we're going to be summoning 250 immortals here in Infinity Kingdom. What's going on, guys? Cheers! Today is a very special day here in Infinity Kingdom. I have been saving up these Philosopher's Stones for so long, and I even went as far as to buying a couple of bundles just so I could make this video for you guys. Now, the last time that I did a huge Philosopher's Stone summoning here in Infinity Kingdom, you guys really seemed to like it, but I've been playing the game for much longer now, so I have a little bit of a better idea as to which immortals I'm personally looking for, which ones I think are a little bit better than others. I'm still trying to figure that out. But as you can see here, we no longer need any more of the Water Immortals. Now, I'm really looking for Peter the Great because I'm already so close to finishing my Lightning March. You can see I've made significant progress on my Genghis Khan, and I've already finished Richard and Yisong Ye. So we've made some huge progress there, which is really nice, and I think the next march I'm gonna be focusing on is Fire. And another huge reason that this is a big day is because I have 11,000 soul crystals, and I need way more so I can start to go really hard on some of these Tower of Knowledge skills. All right, without further ado, let's just jump into it, okay? We've got 25 9 summons that we can do, and you get that bonus summon as well, which is really nice. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's do our first 9 Philosopher's Stone summoning, and let's see what we get. Ladies and gentlemen, this animation is so cool all the time. We've got one epic immortal fragment here, and it's Hippolyta. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. I should know the name by now, but I just, a lot of these names, even in other games that I'm playing right now, I always mess up the name the first time I'm pronouncing them, right? Okay, so we get a full summon here of Mulan, which is interesting. I'll probably just convert these all into soul crystals, but Fire Immortals, great. I actually haven't even summoned her on purpose because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bundle that pops up and I'm not ready to invest in her yet. So I have 171 of her fragments already, which is crazy. But she is, look at her. Ooh, man, she is a bad bitch. Anyway, before we get into the next summon, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Huawei App Gallery. If you guys were considering spending a little bit here in Infinity Kingdom and you wanted to save some money, like on literally anything in the shop, including getting your hands on the brand new Immortal Theodora, Huawei App Gallery is the number one way to do that. And guys, if you could save some money, why not save some money? So you might be saying, Omnir, what even is App Gallery? App Gallery is basically just an alternative to the Google Play Store. And if you guys play in Europe, the prices are about 25% cheaper, which is really awesome. But the special occasion is that from August 15th to August 22nd, Huawei App Gallery is actually giving everybody 10% cash back on their Infinity Kingdom purchases in the form of Huawei points, which is literally just 1 point equals 1 euro that you can use for further in-app purchases. So you're literally just saving 10%. Not only that, but there's 3 15% cash back codes that I'm also going to have. All the information will be in the links in the description. New players get a welcome gift. It's also the cheapest way to get Merlin, so make sure you check the links in the description below. And honestly, getting up and running on App Gallery took me maybe about 10 minutes. All you have to do is make sure your account is linked either to Facebook or Google. Then you go ahead and delete Infinity Kingdom from your device. Once you've done that, there's a link down below to download Huawei App Gallery for your Android device or your emulator. Once it's downloaded, it's going to prompt you to install the HMS Core. This is basically the Huawei Mobile Services Core. It's sort of like the same thing as like Google services, right? Like Gmail, Google Photo, things like that. From there, you're basically just going to create an App Gallery account. Make sure your country is set to France. Otherwise, this won't work. And then once you're logged in, you can go ahead and download Infinity Kingdom again from App Gallery and log in with your account that you've just linked earlier to Google and Facebook. That's pretty much it. But if you have any trouble, make sure you go ahead and message me on Discord and I can definitely help you out. All right, let's jump back into the summoning here. So let's go ahead and do another 9 summon. We'll see what we can get here. Hopefully we get as many immortal fragments as we can get. It looks like we've got some, did I say immortal fragments? Epic immortal fragments. We got Moctezuma here, baby. He looks so cool. Honestly, I wish, maybe I should do a wind march. Maybe I should, just to see if I could use him. Honestly, we got 5 of Gilgamesh, so that's really cool. I don't know if I have a use for him just yet, but we will continue to evaluate some of the more rare immortals later down the line. So especially the Shadow and the Holy Immortals, we'll see if maybe they're any good as, you know, a mixed march. That's something that we have to evaluate a little bit more here on the channel. Let's go ahead and do another 9 summon and let's see what we get. I love how cool that crystal just disappears. This, can you imagine how big this door would be in real life? We got 2 epics this time. We got a full summon. Oh my god, it's Yoshi, man. It's Yoshi. It's my boy Minamoto. What is going on, dude? Okay, so this is interesting. This is an incredibly good immortal, right? I almost said commander because it says right here. This is incredibly good immortal. I'm just going to be turning this into soul crystals. This is going to be a lot of soul crystals, so that's really good. But I would have preferred something like, you know, a Peter the Great or like a William or something like that. Anyway, that's okay. I'm sure we're going to get a ton more epic summons in this video, right, boys and girls? Right, boys? Drop a thumbs up on the video so we get some good luck. Okay, so let's go ahead and do another 9 summon. Let's see what we get here. We've got another epic here, and we get Isonge. Already finished him as well. Again, just going to be a ton of extra soul crystals, and we've got a full summon of Edward. Edward's another one that I want to mess around with. I feel like there might be some interesting combos that you can do with him, but I'm ultimately not super thrilled. I feel like there's a lot of other ways that you can get him, like from your alliance shop and stuff like that. So anyway, let's go ahead and do another 9 summon. We'll see what we can get here. We're hoping for another epic full summon. That would be clutch. We got no epics, only 2 purples here on this one as well, which is crazy, but we do get a full summon, ladies and gentlemen. Another fire immortal. I think that's just the gods letting me know that your boy should be investing in fire coming up next after lightning. But Spartacus, baby, shieldman front row. He looks badass. I mean, just look at his model. He's incredible. All right, what else did we get here? Did we get another full summon? No, we just got a 5 fragment of Sonata. So let's go ahead and confirm that. Ooh, look at that. We get 2 more free. That's amazing. Oh, we get 2 more free. Oh my goodness. We're going to be able to summon as much as we want. This is going to be over 250 summons. That's insane. Let's go ahead and pop another one here. Let's see what we get. Come on, can we please get some like Peter the Great, some Frederick, some things that I might actually need in the future? It looks like we get a full summon of bada bing, bada boom, another Sonata. This is another fire immortal. I think the universe heard me. Somebody over at Yuzu Games heard me and was like, okay, you want fire immortals? Here, we're going to give you some fire immortals. Let's see what we get. Med B, we also have completely finished, so we're just going to convert all of her as well into soul crystals. Let's speed this up here a little bit. Let's see what we get from this next 9 summon. Again, Peter the Great. Come on, Peter the Great. Peter the Great. Come on. Come on. Come on. What do we get? Isonge, man. Dude, man. Come on. Oh, my God. Brynhild. We finished Brynhild as well. Oh my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, this is not what we wanted, ya boy. I'm getting all the stuff that I've already got. Look, we got even more Brynhild right after, just so they can add some insult to injury. Look, we got even more over here. That's insane. I can't believe that. Manatore, look at that. She's popping up here as well. That's cool. So let's go ahead and do another 9 summon. We're getting a lot of Isonge. Now, I'm pretty sure the distribution of immortals that you get from these summons, I don't think that it's evenly spread. Like, for example, I don't think you have an equal chance of getting any one particular epic immortal. I think some epic immortals appear more frequently here in the summons. Just like in the market, there is a higher chance of some epic immortals appearing in the market than others, so I think that is probably the case here as well. And I don't know if it tells you the percentages here. It doesn't look like it does, so that's unfortunate. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and do another 9 summon and we'll see what we can get. But I'm begging for Peter the Great, baby. Come on, give me some Peter the Great. Ooh, we got at least one epic here. Is it going to be a full summon? It's probably not, because we see this Edward full summon, but this is another fire full summon. Of all the full summons we could be getting, we're getting like all fire, which is actually insane. I couldn't have planned that. It's all RNG, so I have no idea what's going on, but we get Cleopatra, so probably not going to use too much Cleopatra. I think I'm just going to skip Earth. I know a lot of people recommend going Earth after you finish Water, but I'm not that interested in Earth. So yeah, it is what it is, but I just got to keep reminding myself that even if I get stuff that I don't need, I'm just going to convert it into soul crystals, and we're going to get some really powerful skills on the immortals that I'm already using. And we finally get your boy Robin Hood. Man, look at that bow. It's just like a glowing green emerald. Like, oh my God, they did such a good job on the artwork in this game. It looks so sick. I love it. And you can see the light reflecting off the arrows and everything. Oh my God, the leaves. So cool. So cool. So, oh my God, Edward is like, what's up, bro? What's up? I'm back. You thought you got rid of me, boy, but we are back. We're getting so many archers. This is crazy. Anyway, let's just keep it moving. We didn't even get any epic fragments in that last summon. So come on, Infinity Kingdom gods. Ooh, we got 2 for this one. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Julius Caesar is interesting. Frederick is what we're looking for. Oh my. Dude, what is going on? What are the odds of getting an Edward full summon? I feel like I'm literally only getting Edward
full summons. This is insane. Should I be using him? Is he that good? Does the game really want me to use him that bad? I don't know what's going on. It is what it is. Getting those fragments is nice. Right now, we do have a redeem event going on for Julius Caesar, so we're going to get some more fragments of him in that way as well. Really cool stuff. Nothing too crazy here. Edward? Okay, finally. Finally, but another Bowman. Another Bowman. We're only getting Bowmans as the summon here. Abouji is an immortal that I was using up until very recently when I first started getting way more skill ups on my Genghis Khan. Unfortunately, I don't really have too much of a use right now, but it is what it is. Let's go ahead and do another 9 summon. And I should call them 10 summons because I'm really getting 10 immortals every time I do this. Let's see what we get. Ooh, we get 2 epics in this one. Come on, give me a full summon epic. Ooh. Okay, it's Hannibal Barca. This, I got a couple of full summons of him in the last time that I did one of these. If you guys haven't checked that out, go ahead and check it out. We did another massive summon, massive opening earlier, a few weeks ago. Anyway, tangent aside, we got Hippolyta. I already forgot how to say it. I can't believe I forgot how to say it already, but it is what it is. More Fire Immortals is good. That's what we're looking for here in this summoning. And really, I just can't wait to see how many Soul Crystals we get. So this, basically when I see this, I just see 10. Ooh, man, she is so bad, dude. She is so good. That is such a good looking immortal. I mean, just objectively, right? It's not like I'm biased or anything. Like, it's not because she's a beautiful woman or anything like that. Like, there's just nothing in particular that like, is particularly... Okay, anyway, come on. Another full epic, baby. Another full epic. Not even... Oh, we got one. I almost said we didn't get a single thing. We got another Bowman, baby. Another Bowman with Robin Hood showing up once more. Let's see what we get for the epic immortal fragments. Richard, we finished Richard as well. So we're going to go ahead and turn those into crystals. That's fine. We're going to use that in the market or for more skills. Let's see what we get here. We get 2 epics for this one. And Barca and Cleopatra. 2 more immortals. I'm probably not... What the hell is going on, dude? What is going on with the game right now? What is happening? Is it only possible to summon Bowman? Is that what's going on here? Why Edward? Why do I keep getting Edward? Is his drop rate higher than everyone else's? Like, what is going on? Insane. Totally insane. Let's go ahead and summon again here. Let's do another 10 summon. Free epics. Come on. Free epics, baby. Free epics. Summon. Not a full summon, but it is Frederick. And finally, we get a non-Bowman summon. Really, really cool looking gravity hammer. Look at those. Look at the stones floating behind it. I don't know if that's a graphical glitch, but yeah, that looks really, really cool. Another awesome design for an immortal, but definitely not one I'm probably going to use too much. Still, really awesome looking immortal there, and it is what it is. 5 Frederick fragments is nice. Let's go ahead and do another 10 summon, and we'll see what we can get. I want to get some more full epic summons. That's the hype stuff right there. That's the hype sauce, the hype juice, baby. We got 2 chances for this one, and oof. Oh my god, dude. I can't believe it's like every other full summon. We get an Edward. Like, I'm going to be able to max out Edward's primary skill after this summoning alone. It's just insane. It's ridiculous. We got 2 Fire Immortals here. Nice stuff there. Let's go ahead and summon 10 more. We're going to see what we can get. No, Edward, please. Please, Edward, don't rear your stinky head, okay? Just give me a full epic. Oh, King Arthur, okay. And Cleopatra, dang it. Oh my god, another Bowman. Literally... I'm pretty sure we've only gotten John Henry, and that's the only non-Bowman full summon we've gotten, right? Besides the epics? Anyway, let's do another 10 summon. We'll see what happens on this next one here. I wonder how many achievements I've gotten for summons at this point. This is all Soul Crystals, baby. This is all Soul Crystals. We don't care about anything in here. And we got another... Oh, I started to say another Bowman because I was expecting it. But finally, Arminius? Is that what they call him in this game? Another 10. Come on, full Frederick. Full William. Give me a full William, please. Full William summon. Come on, do it. Oh my god. It's okay. It's fine. As long as it's not a Bowman. Oh, we can actually skip that. Why am I watching the animations? Let's see it. Oh, Yoshi. We didn't need Yoshi. Okay. It is what it is. It's fine. Let's just do another summon, and we're going to get here a full summon of Peter the Great. I already can tell. It's right here. Peter the Great. Full summon. Oh my god. I can't believe it wasn't a full summon. Another Arminius. Okay. We're just going to convert probably even all the epics that we don't need into crystals as well. And then maybe we'll regret it later, but it's fine. Come on, Peter the Great. Show up. Full summon, Peter. Full summon. Come on. Come on. Oh my god. King Arthur. This is the another full summon that I got in the previous video too. I can't believe it. The game is just feeding me these epic Wind Immortals. And I don't know what to do with them. Like, I feel obligated to build an army with them, but I just don't feel like I want to. Like, I don't know. I feel like fire is the way to go. That's like the next route for me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's see what we get here. Peter the Great, Peter the Great, Peter the Great, Peter the Great. Ooh, we got William. That's nice. I'll take the William. And, oh, Frederick. Okay, I'll take Frederick as well. We get another Fire Immortal. That's right. We got Sonata earlier. Okay, so we didn't only get Bowman besides John Henry, but that's fine. That's fine. We got two Immortals here that we're going to be using. That's good. Let's do another 9, and then we'll see what we can do after this. We'll probably collect a couple of achievements, and we might be able to do a final 9, which would be interesting. This is all soul crystals. I'm not that excited about this summon. Doesn't really matter. Who do we get? Medbee. Ooh, we're not skipping this one. She's just so powerful. Yes, so good. Love Medbee. Love everything about her. We can't do another 9 unless we have a bunch of advanced summon we can claim. Yes, every 25 you get this, it looks like, which is incredible. Holy Jesus. We have how many more? Okay, we can do 2 more, baby. Let's go. We can do 2 more. I love it. We're going to get a ton more of Peter the Great right here. I can feel it. I can smell it. I can smell it. It smells like lightning. Oh, there he is. Okay, we didn't get a full summon of him. We didn't get a full summon, but it's fine. We got 5 fragments of him. That's okay. We're gonna use those. Those are useful to us. Let's do it again. We'll see what happens, and hopefully we get a full summon or of William. William would be fine as well. I would like that too. And okay, Julius Caesar is fine. Again, Caesar probably not something I need. Brynhild, really Brynhild again. She's like one of the first epics that you or first elites that you pretty much finish. All right, let's see how many skill ups we can do. Can we do any skill ups at all? How close are we with Peter? We only got 5 of him, I'm pretty sure, in this summon. We can do something with Frederick here. So we just passed the threshold for Frederick, so one more skill brings that to 5, which means I can really start to use him to good effect, which is really nice. Or no, 4? Yeah, 4, sorry. And that's pretty much it. Everything else we got was Cleopatra, we have 112. Hippolyta, we have 181. That's insane. 3 away from William. That is a heartbreaker. Okay, let's go into the alchemy lab and let's just dismantle everything. Let's just dismantle everything. So we started with 11,000. We get 5,000 from that. Another 8.5 just from the blues, man. Just from the blues. That's crazy. Do we want to get rid of Edward? 17,450. Let's go ahead and get rid of Edward. I'm sorry to say it, man, but we just don't need you around these parts. We've got better things to do. Okay, we've got better things to do. Let's see. We got 65 Yoshi from that. That's nuts. We got 5. Let's do 15,000. Oh my goodness, that's insane. Okay, let's get these 5 Richard fragments, and now we are up to 90,000 soul crystals, dude. That's insane. So we have 23 market orders. Let's see what we can get in here. If we can find any fire immortals that are of the epic quality, that would be pretty much all that we're looking for. So let's get Ashoka. He's back row. I know that was for gems, but that's okay. I've got a couple of gems. Ooh, baby, we can do a full Frederick summon. Look at that. A nice little way to cap off the end of the video. See, we did get a full immortal summon that we needed. We just had to wait and convert the soul crystals into something we can use in the market. And look, we got William here as well. That's beautiful. I love to see it. You love to see it. Okay. Do we get any Ashoka? We'll take that. And basically, ooh, Empress Wu. That is huge clutch. Huge clutch for Empress Wu. We get Peter the Great. Absolute need. Absolute need. Oh, baby. Genghis Khan. Perfect. This is going actually really well. We get 10 more William. We love to see that as well. And that's pretty much it for the market refreshes. So we spent about 10K of our soul crystals, and honestly, I'm okay with that. That's fine. Can we do any sort of skill ups? We can for William. So boom, we have two skills on William now, which is perfect. I actually don't know if William is super good as a fire immortal, but I just love how he looks. So I'm pretty sure he has a good synergy with the fire dragon anyway, so that's fine. Can we do anything with Ashoka? No, we can't. And how about Frederick? Is there anything we can do with him? No, that's right, we just added a skill to him, so that's fine. We end with 91.4k. that's insane. Guys, if you enjoyed the video, make sure you drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the channel a ton, and it helps get this video out into the YouTube algorithm so other Infinity Kingdom players might see it. Comment down below your favorite immortal to get from the Philosopher's Stone summonings. Everybody has their favorite here in the game. I'd love to hear your favorites. Drop them in the comment section below. Also, if you're new around here, make sure you subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload an Infinity Kingdom video. Links in the description to download Infinity Kingdom, as well as follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, all that stuff. It's always down below. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been OmniArc. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.